Oh, this girl is good. Really good. She's so powerful. But so much hatred, fear, jealousy. Let's stay with her.
Adolf who?
Oh, I'm so embarrassed. Adolf Hitler?
Wasn't he a bad guy?
Yeah, in 2 world wars.
Oh, what a bummer.
At least you still have your figure.
Have you told your parents?
Oh, yeah, right. Mom, Dad, I murdered 6 million people. Can I go visit Misty? We're talking permanently grounded.
You know, they say there's no proof of that.
Yeah, maybe you only killed a couple of hundred. Maybe you'd only get grounded for a month.
Now I know why I never liked going to temple with my parents.
Don't worry. Besides, what could go wrong? We get warnings like that every other day.
All right, Holly, point taken. Now what do we do?
When she reveals whom she was, do you think she might get an image problem? I know of a good PR man.
Thank you for your suggestion, Lieutenant Violet. But I don't know of anyone who...
What?
Of course. It's so obvious.
What is so obvious?
The 9 ball.
No, that's only for emergencies.
And what is this?
All right, here.
Thank you, Lieutenant Violet. Now, how do I want to ask this? Okay. This answer now I need to know, a simple yes or simple no. Please let me see the answer clear. Should Judy's aid, shall I go? I knew it.
Give me that. Yes, you should help Judy, because in doing so you will... Oh, I don't believe this. You're not thinking of helping her. You're not thinking of helping Adolf Hitler.
I'm not helping her. I'm teaching her a valuable... lesson.
You should punish her severely.
I have a feeling that's what created her last visit. No, I've got something else in mind.
Volume, artisans! Volume!
She flipped out on Mr. Orsini's class today.
What did she do?
She told him that he was wrong about some battle in a bulge. They argued about some panther division flanking in the wrong direction and all this other stuff.
Brooke, your shapes are horrendous.
I'm sorry, Miss Sybil.
Alexandra and Misty are whispering again.
Alexandra, Misty, that's 2 demerits.
She does have eyes in the back of her head.
Lass uns in Ruhe!
Young lady, come outside with me.
Huh?
Ask her, you fag.
What's with her?
Tell him. Tell him.
Well, I don't know if I should.
You should. You should.
I really shouldn't.
But you're going to, right?
But, well, I guess.
Huh? Oh. Far fucking out.
There may be no art next semester, but I still have you for this one. And as long as you're in my class, you will conform to my rules or face expulsion. But do not confuse this.
Go ahead, Miss Sybil. Feel free to dig your grave as much as you want. To maintain.
And frankly, you have been holding up the rest of the class.
I sure hope you know what you're doing, Billy.
You could appear on that TV show, What's My Lives? I bet you'd blow them away.
Hi, Judy.
Hi.
Hello?
Anyway, a game show? That would be beneath you now. You should aim for a TV movie.
You're right.
Guys, it's the skinheads.
And they're headed this way.
Hey, Judy. What a bunch of my friends here.
Don't believe you're Hitler. Yeah, if you're Hitler, you should know all about this book.
My camp.
Not my camp. Mein Kampf.
So, this is about where he went for summer vacation?
No, you idiot. I can't believe you said that.
Yeah,
doofus.
Stupid.
Doofus. Call me an idiot. Jerk. Jerk off.
The greatness of every major organization embodying an idea in this world lies in the religious fanaticism and intolerance with which, fanatically convinced of its own right, it intolerantly imposes its will against all others. If an idea in itself is sound, and thus armed, takes up a struggle on this earth, it is unconquerable, and every persecution will only add to its inner strength. Volume 1, Chapter 12.
Whoa!
Makes a lot of sense to me.
So, what do you think of Iron Maiden?
They were good, but they're no Megadeth.
All right.
Far out.
Exactly. Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God. Whoa.
Knows what's up.
It's Miss Sybil right. With the campus police.
You want any meth?
Her.
Ah!
Stop resisting arrest.
Let her go.
Stay out of this.
Leave her alone.
Hey, yeah, we were only talking.
Get your hands off me.
You're coming with us. Stay back, all of you.
Where are you taking her?
None of your business. And next time, maybe you'll think twice before talking out of turn. Take her away.
Wow. Your teacher really is strict.
And this is one of her good days.
Nah.
So is it true?
It's true. It's true. She correctly identified all of the items twice.
And the handwriting?
A perfect match.
And the doctor?
A 1 in 2,938,375,601 match.
Then it is true. Colonel?
Jawohl, mein General.
Bring the prisoner here.
At once, mein General.
Now what are they doing?
One of them is going to the tent.
Let me see.
No, wait. It's Judy. She's being led out of the tent where the others are. She's with a doctor.
We have to get closer.
I'm sorry, mein Führer, but we had to be certain. Your knowledge was unassailable. We had to check other means.
Okay. Is that Miss Sybil over there?
Yes, mein Führer.
Miss Sybil, the Führer has requested us.
Yes. Yes, of course.
Wow. So Miss Sybil is a Nazi?
Well, duh.
So, Miss Sybil, do you really think that my art is boring, unimaginative, and also below average?
You are the greatest painter the world has ever seen.
Mein Führer, we're needed at the perimeter.
You may go.
Thank you, mein Führer.
The first to go this time will be the art teachers. For now, you are to obey my rules, or face a penalty a little more severe than expulsion. I will deal with you later.
What is this?
Spies!
Bring them here.
Gott im Himmel! Es kommt Alexandra und Misty!
Sie heil! Mein Führer, mein General, we found these two hiding behind one of the jeeps.
Okay, here it comes.
Mein Führer, the penalty for this is death.
The Soul Patrol will return after the following words from our sponsors.